It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Right here, Ray Adams with you. Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America historian emeritus. Craig Renshaw, our PGA of America lifetime member and instructor notable. Both of them coming out of Florida. I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, where the weather is perfect. Although maybe a little rain tomorrow and Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday. So big deal. Still, we're going to be in the 70s and the 60s. It'll be more normal winter weather this week after being in the 80s for a couple of weeks. I know you guys are having great weather down in the Florida area. Craig, you're in Fort Lauderdale today. Isn't that the spring break capital of the world, along with Lake Havasu here in Phoenix, in Arizona? That's about right, isn't it? Do we have Craig? It's like we might have lost Craig. Well, we will be back here in just a moment with Mr. Craig Renshaw as we get him technically put back together.
Can you hear me now?
There's Craig Renshaw right now. All right, here we go. Yeah, just asking you how Fort Lauderdale is. It's the big spring break capital of the world, I said. And you're down there for a big event.
Well, I'm not sure if we call it big, but we're here for the event. That's for sure. President's Day volleyball tournament. So that's what we're playing this weekend.
Oh, we love volleyball. And we love the Olympics. The Olympics are going on. Make sure you tune into the Olympics, everybody. Cheer on your American athletes and teams. And wow, that young man named Stolz on speed skating. Unbelievable.
Very fast.
And we're going to be having Dan Jansen on, who won the 1,000-meter gold. He won it in a, I believe it might have been a world record. We'll have Dan on in about a week when he returns from Milan, along with his wonderful wife, Karen Palacios Jansen. She's a noted instructor and just won a big award. We'll be talking all about that probably in about a week when they come back from Milan and the Olympics concludes, but a lot of Olympics coming up still all week long. Enjoy those. And today is President's Day. I remember where we had George Washington Day. We had Lincoln's birthday day. Those were days off from school. And now it's one day. Right, Bob?
Ray, I remember those well, but I didn't have those days off. Never had them off.
You never got them off?
Nope.
Well, I did. Yeah, I remember them too.
Yeah, we got off. Well, yeah. Okay, Bob, I'm sorry. You know, Florida guy, what are you going to do down there?
Yeah, I wasn't in Florida. I was in Iowa at the time. And
oh, well, you were out in the middle of a
class. That explains all of it then.
That says everything.
I was a captive in a Catholic high school too.
Okay. All right. Well, you know,
anyway, you were about ready to get off for Ash Wednesday then. So that part we did honor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, you know what? Those are wonderful times and wonderful holidays, and I so appreciate the Catholic faith and their work with people around the world, as I do with all faiths.
Got a nugget for you, Ray.
I'm ready for the nuggets.
Okay.
We're all ready, always.
President's Day, I think back to history of golfers that we're in the White House and the Oval Office, and 16 of the last 19 U.S. presidents have played the game of golf. The first president to ever take a putt in public was William McKinley in 1897, but the first president to really take up the game in earnest was William Howard Taft in 1909. And now, as you know, we going forward, we have a president in the White House that spent $50,000 of his own money to upgrade a simulator in his quarters. and also he owns several golf courses.
Well, look, he worked hard his whole life if he's got that kind of money. I was just at the PGA show, as were you, Bob. We saw the indoor simulators. I saw them upwards of $100,000 to bring in and build exactly in a home or at a golf course the simulator that we saw. The whole build out, the whole framing, the flooring, the simulator, the software, all the work, sending it and doing white glove service to come in and build it out in a home or in at a golf course. And it was about $115,000, I believe. Now there's others for so much less. Hey, listen, look at this indoor eagle that works right on your Apple iPhone or your tablet or even your watch. And it's a few hundred dollars. And I'm telling you, when that technology gets finished, because they're in their beta testing mode, I met them and saw them and did a video with them. You can watch all my videos on my YouTube channel at Match Play TV. There are other videos from the PGA show on Instagram and Facebook, Match Play TV. And there's even a few at my LinkedIn site, Ray Adams. So make sure you go do that. Well, hope everybody has a very fine President's Day. Do some memory work and some homework and find your favorite president and drill down a little deeper on the history and what have you. Enjoy your day as you work along or as you have the day off. Banks are closed, federal government is closed. And so all of those things happening out there. And we appreciate all of you listening today on the Golf News Net. Now, this is the Golf News Net story. 1.5 million list viewers every month go to the golfnewsnet.com. And if you go there's a radio tab, there's a TV tab. You can find both Great American Golf, my show on Saturdays, and this show on Mondays there. After they're there for a couple of days, they get sent over to all the big audio podcast platforms, Spotify and iHeart and Apple, Amazon, on and on it goes, Pandora. You can find these shows and they stay there forever. So you can go all the way back to last April and pick up any of the shows you want, either one of the shows on the various platforms. So we appreciate golfnewsnet.com so very much and all the work they do. New television shows are on the way. New Match Play with Ray Adams coming. So a few little announcements there, things happening. We have our first signature event of the year. Craig, what about Colin Morikawa? What did he do finally to turn his game around?
Well, he was able to win, and that's nice for Colin. I think it's great. It's a lot of relief for him. But the reality, people are still going to be talking about what I'm mentioning here. He wins it in Olympic.
He did what? I'm sorry. We lost Craig, Bob. Colin Morikawa shoots a 62, 67 on the weekend, wins it by
See what
one.
he's able to do with it.
Yeah, Minwoo Lee and Sepp Straka, one stroke out of it. My buddy Sepp, I know he's disappointed, but I think Colin wins. And okay, so you call it a bit of a comeback because he hasn't really done much of anything. Should not have been on a Ryder Cup team last fall. He was. And we can go on and on, but congratulations to Colin on his win on a no cut, a big signature elevated event. He wins loads of money. And hey, a great weekend of golf. But I think the big story, and maybe even a bigger story, Dr. Bob and Craig, is Scottie Scheffler comes out and again for the second week in a row, way out of it, way down the leaderboard, not even thinking about Scottie Scheffler, like he did last week, comes in, shoots a 63 yesterday to put it to 20 under. He said, I really wanted to get it to 21 or 22. But he shoots a 63, getting it to 20 under, and thrills us again like he did last week, Bob. What about Scottie Scheffler on the weekend on these Sundays?
Well, there's a lot of factors going involved in this day at these final 2 days. But the final day at Pebble Beach, as Craig knows, there was preferred lies. And as on a golf course, it really wasn't, from the visual side of things, looking like it needed preferred lies, but there were. And you still have to make putts, you still have to execute. And Scotty was superb. Colin was the rifle type player he had been with his irons in the past. He birdied 18 the last 36 holes. Scotty has four, excuse me, three. Is that right? Three or four eagles in his round. I think it was three. Three eagles in his round of a 63. It was a great round to watch. And the wind was playing havoc with a lot of people's games. Obviously, those are smaller greens than people realize at Pebble Beach. And I was impressed by Scotty's ability just to show us that he has got his head to the grindstone when he ever has. But he's in a position now where you can't, regardless how great you are, you cannot start golf tournaments at 73s or 72s.
No, I don't think so. Not on the PGA Tour these days. Okay, let's go back to preferred lies. Now, the weather was inclement. It wasn't great weather, windy, chilly. Kind of rainy, drizzly. So they played preferred lies. Craig, what is the difference between a preferred lie and what we all grew up on? They called it lift, clean, and place. What's the difference?
As far as I know, there's no difference.
As far as I know, there's not. Why are we changing names, Bob? What's the history of that deal?
Preferred lies is the nice term that the USGA and the tour likes to have us used and always give to those on television. But in this year, as Craig knows, the PGA Tour adjusted the allowed relief distance to a scorecard length instead of a club length.
Okay, so if you're off in the weeds and you're going to drop a ball, you can only drop it within a scorecard length, which is about, what is it, 8 inches or something?
Not in the weeds, Roy. Not in the
Or
weeds.
wherever you're dropping from.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
the,
yeah.
whatever the reason is.
Yeah.
I've seen him pull balls and drop it from everywhere. We all have, but let's just say wherever. So on the lift, clean, and place, which is what we prefer to call it, I don't care what the PGA Tour or the USGA says. They're cleaning up the term or something for some reason. I don't understand why. Maybe it's to make the players look better or something, but they are taking their ball in hand. They're cleaning the ball and then they're putting the ball back down in a preferred place. Okay, within a scorecard length, 8, 10 inches. Well, Craig, what I mean, what's the big deal? Why are we cleaning up the words? That's what they're doing.
They're adapting them because they think one club length is too much. That way it doesn't change the condition that much.
I
But
agree.
you're getting to touch the golf ball, so that's all that really matters to those guys for the most part. So, I it's the way we keep doing a lot of things in sports. And I don't think it makes the game easier, but okay, or better, but that's what they do.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. If you go to the Olympics and watch curling, you better not touch that stone because there's going to be one big mess of a scandal if you do. And there has been, right, Bob?
That's true. That's true.
Don't touch the curling stone.
Right. I thought it was interesting watching Morikawa yesterday wait for a ruling from a official. He takes his sweet time in a cart way back to come back to him and mentions for 2 seconds, "Yes, you can do this." And it was just a preferred lie for about 4 or 5 inches on the first collar of a par three hole. And that is, to me, is a waste of time. It doesn't help the game when you have to go through that. He knew the rule. They knew the rule. He needed a confirmation. He moves it 2 inches. And I'm watching this on television. I taped the darn thing. And what it amounts to is this preferred lies are in the applies to the general area cut to the fairway height or less. And it's only fairways or the collar, so to speak. General area, not in the weeds, not in the rough.
Well,
Well, that goes also, Bob, while I agree with you, it also means why is the PGA Tour not putting an official with every group right now? I mean,
Perfect.
I mean, there's so many things we can criticize about the way that is handled. Why the
Yeah.
players aren't more up on the rules that you need to call an official to move something like that. I mean, that's the whole sport.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I agree with you totally. They should be official with every group.
Well, and especially at a signature event, right? There's no
And a
cut
limited field. Exactly right. You
and a
got 60
very
players.
limited, yeah, it's not like it's going to cost them, much more of anything to have an official there. And I
And
think they should.
even if the tour did it right, they'd put billboard signs all over them and sponsor stuff that they get money out of it.
Absolutely, they could. Well, if there's a dollar anywhere, they're going to figure it out. Okay, Colin Morikawa had a post interview, a post tournament interview, and they talked to him a little bit about one of his previous interviews where he said something about his wife, but this time he said, "Put golf aside, we're actually expecting later this year." Isn't that great? He and his wife are going to have a baby. Congratulations. We wish all the health and wonderful, wonderful times for all three of you as your family continues to grow. Colin, we're behind you 100% and your wonderful wife. So put golf aside, we're expecting later this year. But then he goes on and he says this. But at this time, he disclosed that Catherine, his wife, was at the venue to support her since he judged the surroundings as safe. He goes on to say, quote, "Yeah, it's kind of surreal to say this was the week we started telling a lot of players. She was finally out here. Everyone kind of saw her, and you can hide it within the jackets, but we just felt like at the time, with where we're at in the pregnancy, it felt very safe." What does that mean, Bob? Does that
I wish
mean
I
that
could.
this golf tournament was a safer environment for wives than maybe a Phoenix Open or a Ryder Cup was for wives? Was Colin thinking that he was in an event in a venue that was safe to be able to have his wife out there even, which is what I think. It's the way I took the article and his statements. You guys can weigh in. Tell me if I'm
Oh,
going
I
wrong.
totally disagree. I totally disagree.
Go ahead. Tell us.
I think they've had trouble conceiving, and maybe she's lost one or two, and they wanted to make sure that she was far enough along that they thought it was safe that they would announce to everybody.
Agree with that too. Could be another good reason, Bob.
Yeah. I'm only taking what's on face value from an interview without getting further because I ask more questions than a normal reporter would.
Right.
I get a little annoyed with people because I try to get to the answer. But I would think that anybody who has a wife who's expecting, whoever you are, would like to think that they're with them in a safe area, no matter if it's sports or whatever. So
Right.
I like to think that she. They felt comfortable announcing it, obviously, at this point, and congratulations to them. That's the safe environment. I don't know if it's any reference in between the tea leaves to the Phoenix Open, but that leaves it up there on a shelf. You almost want to assume something.
Well, don't forget that the scars of the Ryder Cup are still there and what they did to wives and players there. So we'll leave that alone.
Sure.
Otherwise, we wish them the best and congratulations on his win. But what an astounding comeback round again from world number one, Scottie Scheffler. I mean, just absolutely fabulous. All right, guys, let's keep going. I think the next biggest story on the planet is Anthony Kim, AK. Greg, AK wins at in Australia on LIV. He shoots a final round 63. Ain't that something?
It's a nice round, Ray. I actually think it does a disservice to live. I think it shows how, with the limited fields at times, that not having to beat a full field like that makes a big difference as far as you don't. Granted, he played well, but the reality is you don't have to beat that many people. So I see it as a detriment to live more than anything.
A
Great for
detriment
him.
that AK wins.
Yeah, because it shows that they don't have very big fields and that it's
Well, he only whipped the pants, and we'll, let's drill down a little bit here on Anthony Kim and his story. Bob, I know you have some history for us, but let's just make it clear that he whipped the pants off of John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson did not play well at all, and he got lapped. I think one of the words were that was used to describe the AK win, along with Rahm. And when Bryson is trying to look for a $500 million check next year, this was pretty much of a poor showing. Okay, he had a bad round. Big deal. Golfers do. That's the way it goes. But AK coming back in his 40s, Bob, give us a little history on AK, because when you quote unquote lap the field and beat the pants off of the two biggest live players and two of the biggest golfers on the earth, greatest golfers on the earth, tell me about AK.
Okay. AK's problems go way back after the Ryder Cup and in 2008 when he was a star at the time and helped the US win at Valhalla. But he has underwent, which is a rare 12-year absence, obviously, in any sport to come back and be a success. He had multiple injuries. He had an Achilles tear, a spinal fusion. He had shoulder issues. He was addicted to prescription drugs. His mental state was in sh shallow, fragile. He had a 10 to 20 million estimated insurance policy for disability, which had a codifier in it that you would not return. If you did return in a period of time, you would nullify the policy. So he was out, and he was able to be supported with that kind of money, obviously, in his departure. So that was a part of it. Physical injuries, addiction. He admitted on Instagram that he had dark demons in his life, and then he has all those other elements into it. So he comes back, earns his way back, is relegated even on Live, and he comes back and plays in it, gets his position in the tour. And yesterday we saw what he did with 9 under on the final day, wins over Jon Rahm by 3, and beats Bryson by 6.
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed Anthony Kim as a star at the Ryder Cup at Valhalla in 2008. Bob, you were there, and we didn't meet each other or know each other, but we were both there. And his mother and father were standing off just to the side as I interviewed him. And that interview, I have it in the history files somewhere. Interesting. I should dig it up and play it, but it was a great interview with AK along with many others. I mean, Kenny Perry and others I interviewed. But you look at it, and his mom and dad were off to the side crying. AK was a star, and then he has all of these injuries and other health issues befalling him. With his insurance policy, he's able to quit and be need to quit playing. Takes the money, and he's. I think the statement in the insurance policy, if I remember correctly, Bob, you referenced, is 10 years. He couldn't come back and play anything for 10 years, which he didn't. He was out for a long time, and then he comes back. Here he is, and he wins. I mean, my goodness, he won what yesterday? Won half of the $10 million insurance policy in 1 week. I don't know. I have a lot of respect for somebody that can be out of their professional sport. We're not talking about recreational golf. We're talking about tournament golf. And to play tournament golf against the greatest players in the world and beat their pants off as he did, I don't care if it's on it Live or PGA Tour, it doesn't matter. He played a fabulous round of golf, and okay, they play in short pants, but they are playing more rounds. They're trying to come up to speed to get some official world golf ranking points. I don't know how that factored in yesterday. But Craig, I mean, I've got to give it to him, right? I mean, we've got to give him the nod that he did a great job, and I'm glad to see AK back. Or
I think it's great that he won, right? And I think it's great for him personally, but I think it shows the limitations of Liv as a result of what the players have been talking about, that somebody can stay out for this long and then come out a year later after being there and win. It'd be like Jack Nicklaus joining and then after not playing for 30 years, he wins out there. I think it shows the limitations and that depth does matter a little bit when you're playing on the PGA Tour.
Well, I want to see AK on the PGA Tour now, because if he can beat the pants off of Bryson and Rahm, then I think he can beat the pants off of some other PGA Tour players too. I really believe it. Now, let's see what happens. I'd like to see him be able to return. They're not going to let him unless they have to get out of LIV and come back and pay fines and penalties and all that jazz. But it wouldn't shock me at all if AK came back and won a US Open or a PGA. It wouldn't shock me at all, at all. He's that good and he's that talented. Love to see him win. Love to see the thrill of that for a guy that has been, well, in the dark side for a number of years. I think we can wrap it there. Bob, last word.
I'd like to just educate some of the young followers and people that sort of believe everything they hear on television about the comeback, the word comeback.
Oh,
And
gee.
the one quickly to me, as I go back to April 1959, excuse me, 49, when Ben Hogan nearly died in an auto accident when a bus crashed into his car and saved his wife and suffered all that. He comes back in 1950 and goes to the LA Open. And he loses a playoff to Sam Snead, eventually goes on to win majors, player of the year, blah, blah, blah. It distinguished that man for what he did and that time. And there was no insurance policy for disability at that time. And he had amazing. That's to me is the comeback in sports.
I think the Mount Rushmore of golf, and we've talked about this before, and I know Gary Player believes that he should be there, and maybe we have, but you can't have five. For me, the Mount Rushmore of golf is Bobby Jones, Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, and Tiger Woods. I don't know of any others beside the next one would be Gary Player, but I don't know, Craig. What do you think? Those four.
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, you think you could argue about a fifth or something like that, but there's a lot of great golfers, and depending on what you put, whether it's majors or whether it's total wins, it depends on when you're talking different generations, what people think is important are going to be different things, and you're always going to be able to pick
Yeah.
slightly different people to put on that pedestal there.
No, that's true. You're very
Yeah.
true. But I'm talking all time, 400 years of golf. Bob,
Yeah.
final word on the Mount Rushmore.
Well, we got to do a little understanding of what this game of golf has all been for over f almost 600, 700 years now. Is it is wrapped in history, it's wrapped in relationships. It has never existed until people developed ability to play with one another, because you don't go out and record history by yourself on a golf course. But it's a game of relationships, a game of opportunity. It's a game of aspirations, and certainly we see in the past few weeks here and locally and internationally, it's a comeback sport as well. You can play it for a lifetime if you can maintain your health.
Well, that's true. And Gary Player is playing it for a lifetime. Tom Watson is. Jack Nicklaus is. So many of them. Gary Player, 90 years old. My goodness gracious. Are you kidding me? So much happening. But there we go. Folks, if you have not been to SQAIRZ, yes, I'm talking about the famous, the one and only wonderful Squares golf shoes at squares.com. I have received my latest spikeless pair of Squares golf shoes. I'm going to record a bit of an unboxing and product review, and we will play that on an upcoming show, or I'll probably just post it maybe on my social media channels like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, what have you. So we'll see about Squares coming up. And my product review and my unboxing of the latest, most wonderful spikeless shoes. We're going to save that and you'll see it coming and I'll let you know. Big product guide is coming out, folks, from the PGA Show, my favorite PGA merchandise show, products of the year, coming out in about another, I don't know, 8 or 10 days. And if you'd like to be on my email list of 250,000 and growing, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to go for a break. And then they're asking me for nuggets, Bob. They want nuggets. And then we've got to have Craig weigh in on a couple of other quick things as well. And we will be returning here in just a moment. Please listen to these great, great commercial breaks. They make the shows happen. Our sponsors are fabulous. You, our listeners, are fantastic. And I do all of this for you. It's so much fun to entertain, educate, inform you, the listeners, on both of the radio podcast shows here on Golf News Net and then out to all the big audio platforms. Look us up on your favorite places that you listen to music and podcast and have a listen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
All right, greetings and welcome back, everybody. The Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, second half. Ray Adams here with you, Dr. Bob Denny and Mr. Craig Renshaw. All of it about golf, golf and you. If you have any questions for our guest today, our co-host today, please write to me, golfadams@msn.com. It'll pop up on another monitor over here, and we'll be able to get them to answer your questions. If you want to be on my email list before we went to break, I said write to me, golfadams@msn.com. I can't wait to send you and 250,000 others of you on my email list all over the country, men and women alike, by the way, every sort of a golfer you can imagine, from golf course owners, instructors, PGA members, to you, the recreational golfers, 70-30 split between men and women, all age groups, everywhere across the lines, all demographics, everywhere across those, to that big list. What am I talking about? Well, we were at the PGA Merchandise Show a few weeks back, and I filmed 31 videos there. You can go check all those videos out. But as I was there, I met so many great companies like the Mate Mobility single rider electric vehicle. Boy, I tell you what, this is a car made with car parts. Absolutely beautiful. I'm talking about some fantastic new innovations and some fun products that will help your game be a whole lot better, like the Water Weasel and like the Wind Genie and like Vukovic gloves. I'm just having so much fun with these companies and the videos that we did together, and there's so many more. Glove It was another one. And the wonderful folks that make kids golf so much fun. And Wally Made Golf, we're talking about Wally Armstrong, and one of my favorite companies out there that helped the kids. And we had the first tee on recently, and the first tee was so cool because they said that yes, they used Snag golf equipment. And my video there with the owner of Snag is their Milesy, the high technology range finders is there. I did a little Ping video for Ping Golf and Ping Golf Clubs. Wonderful Ping. And we have so many companies that are going to be in this PGA Merchandise Ray's Favorite Products of the Year. And if you want to get on that list, golfadams@msn.com. All right, we're back. And we are back big time. And we thank so many of you for being with us. And if you have any questions for the guests, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. What about Bryson DeChambeau asking and getting probably $500 million out of LIV Golf next year? What do you make of that? 500 million is what they're looking to sign him for.
Well, he's one of the few star players out there. He's the one carrying the flag. If he can get it, more power to him.
He would never return to the PGA Tour and lose that, would he, Bob?
Now, there's a lot of deep pockets in those sand out there.
Your wallet can get lost in the cash.
I think he's learned a lot from Phil. He's got all his content now, which he owns, and I hate to say it, but that's a large part of why Phil left too.
It
He
is.
wants he wanted control of his likeness and his, which is what NIL is and college and all this stuff. He wants control of it. He has seen what he can do on his own with his own TV shows and all this stuff, and he doesn't want to have to pay the PGA Tour.
And
And
Phil.
whether I agree with it or not is irrelevant to it. But he has seen what he can do by himself with his own marketing team, with his own team that he has as part of LIV Golf, and he's able to control it and set it any way he wants. And at the end of the day, more power to him.
Listen, I totally agreed with Phil at the time. What I didn't agree with was Phil's the way he went about it. I thought it was just black-hearted. I don't agree with what he did and how he did it, but why he did it, Craig, I totally agree. These players need to own their own likeness, their image, and their content. And they don't work for the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour shouldn't own any 1 second of their content, and they shouldn't own any one grain or pixel of their photos. Bob, you tell us.
No, I
What do you make of it?
totally agree with that. They are independent contractors, and explore the word independent contractors, and you understand that they are the ones that are responsible for their welfare. And just because they're a member of a tour, all of automatically they're under the umbrella, and that's the danger of it. Way back in 1999, when Danny Edwards was waiting to meet Payne Stewart in Houston. His job was to turn over the reins of the presidency of the Tour Players Association to Payne, who would have had far more gravitas and more leverage to deal with the tour than Danny Edwards would. And that would have opened up a lot of different doors and a Pandora's box, but it might have been for the betterment of everybody because of what you just spoke about, owning your own likeness and your own position in as an independent contractor.
Listen, when I go out and I shoot a video at the PGA show, I own that video. That's mine. Me. I own it. I paid for it. I paid to be there. I was had every right to be there. I own that content. And when I publish that content on the various channels, I'm advertising for the PGA Merchandise Show. Every single video starts with, "Hey, Ray Adams here. Greetings, everybody. Welcome. I'm on the PGA floor here at the Merchandise Show 2026. I'm promoting them. I'm advertising for them. And I'm advertising for that product. I'm there as editorial media where I am talking about various products all over the showroom floor and demo day. I do an opening of the entire week at demo day. That video's up there. And I'm highlighting the PGA show. I'm there to promote the show. I'm there to advertise for the show and for these products. But I own that content. It's mine. I do not charge these companies, by the way, folks, any one penny, not any one penny, to videotape them at the show and then put that content, put that video, all those videos that I did, I put that up on my various channels. I don't charge them one penny. All of that is free advertising for the show, my way of covering for the show. I don't know that anybody else does this. There may be other media outlets that do it. I don't see that they're that prolific in doing it, but I'm sure they do it and they do a great job. Listen, I'm friends with some of them. You look at a guy like Mike Billingsley. He's been around forever. He does such a great job. He's such a good guy. Mike and I are friends. We know each other. We talk. And there are others, but I can tell you that to promote these various events, and I'm talking about going to PGA Tour events, all my videos from the Schwab Cup Championship, that's promoting the Schwab, promoting the Champions Tour, promoting the player, even their sponsors sometimes. We talk about it during those videos. So I'm doing all of this for free. Nobody's paying me one penny, but I own that content. That is mine. And it should be theirs. And I totally agreed with Phil then. And I agree with everybody now. And you're right, Craig. I think Bryson has figured it out. Now, I don't know what Phil has done so much with his content, though. Has he really done much of anything, Bob?
I haven't been aware of anything more than what I watched on infomercials with him.
He should have gone out and had a YouTube channel like Bryson and put out a bunch of information. Or some fun or contents, but maybe Phil's at a point in his career, Craig, where he says, okay, I have control of all of it, depending on what I want to do going forward. But for now, it's fun to play. I've got all of my legacy money back in the bank from signing with Liv, and we're fine. I don't know. I guess that's probably where Phil is, Craig.
Well, I think, he's 55. He's not going to spend a ton of time on the course and send it. He's wealthy enough, I think. But like I said, it rubbed him the wrong way. The example I heard right before they left is they got an opportunity to own their product, which they did. He didn't appreciate, I believe he did some events. He did the one thing over COVID at Seminole, and he had to pay like $1 million to get that thing done. And he had to write the check. Now, he might have gotten more back. At the end of the day, he might have made $1 million. I don't know, but he
I don't
didn't
either.
like the idea. I know he didn't like the idea of having to write the PGA Tour a check for so that he could use his name and likeness for it. And I get it. And so that's one of the many blurbs that they've had, and one of the things that just really upset him for that. And I get it.
All right, guys. What a great talk so far.
Got a nugget for you.
Bob has a nugget. Everybody, hold
Okay.
on to yourself. Strap in tight.
The 18th hole at Pebble Beach. I'm sure everybody watched it yesterday. We saw one golfer go into the beach and had to go all the way back and get back. And after he tried to recover and he couldn't, he had to go all the way back and he get finally. It took over 25 minutes. And Anthony Kim's out there. Excuse me, Anthony Kim. Colin Montgomery's. Colin. I'm all flabbergasted here. It's Colin Morikawa, folks.
Yes, it was Colin Morikawa.
Thank
And
you.
Bob,
Thank you.
you got it,
Thank you.
Bob. You got
All
it.
right.
You're there.
I'm going a little fast, but Colin Morikawa was out there pacing and looking out to the sea while it's all happening. A Chinese family used to sell abalone shells and other treasures from the sea near the 18th hole. Among the early customers before Pebble Beach really became a great golf course was President Benjamin Harrison in 1891. According to legend, he attempted to pay with a rare $10 bill, which value is nearly $300 today. And he was reportedly told by the owner of the stand, "No good. You pay me real money."
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Craig, you used to teach at Springfield Golf Resort, and when you were living in Phoenix. And of course, Rich and his partner Morgan owning and managing the course. Couple of great guys, so good for golf. Springfield is a beautiful little layout, and it's an executive course. You can play it in 2.5 or 3 hours. You taught there, Craig. Give us 2 or 3 sentences about Springfield because they're on board with us again for 2026, and we love Springfield, and they've been such a great supporter of the First Tee. Rich is on the board. He and Aaron McDonough, the executive director, were on the show recently, and they talked all about various ways the First Tee, 100 and more than 100,000 young people are involved with First Tee all through the year in Phoenix, Arizona. It's just an astounding thing. And one of the places that they go to on the First Tee tour, they call it. These are tour courses. So they go play events at various courses around town. They then have after school events. The First Tee has events where you can go into clinics and learn at various golf courses week in and week out. Springfield is one of the tour stops for the First Tee. Give us 2 or 3 sentences about Springfield, Craig, and your time there, and what do you make of the course?
Run very well. Rich Morgan, as you said, do a very good job. Always in great shape. Par 61 allows you to work on a lot of different things on your game and play a quick round of golf in a fun way. I think it's a great course, and I think more people should go and learn golf there just because it's a great, simple way to learn golf out there.
It really is. Love Springfield Golf Resort. Hey, listen, there's some other great places around the valley. Don't forget Legacy Golf Resort, a big championship course. Their ads run on these shows. They run on television. We love the Legacy Resort. They've come in with me, and they're sponsoring this show, television shows, all the other things that I do for the year 2026 yet again. And of course, Tony Barton and Will and the whole team out there. Jeremy Anderson over at the Legacy Golf Performance Center, one of the, well, it's probably one of the nation's finest performance centers, world class. So we certainly love Legacy. We love Augusta Ranch Golf Club. Don Ray's a pretty little golf course. He calls it the prettiest golf course in the valley. And it is a great place. He's got top tracers set up out there. So we love Augusta Ranch Golf Club as well. And of course, there's others that we love. We love Canyon Mesa up in Sedona. My goodness, what a beautiful place. So we have several golf courses. I want you to make sure you go play and you have some fun. Our weather is perfect here in the Arizona area, although we're going to get a little snow up in the North Country and some wind up there, they said. But stay in the valley and play some fabulous golf. Craig, let me give you the final word on what folks should be working on.
With the colder weather and everything like that, imperfect lies. I think just what we saw at Pebble Beach, making sure you play it as it is and learn to understand how to develop and play off those lies. Very
Absolutely.
important.
Best thing to do to stay warm, hydrate. Drink a lot of water, electrolytes with vitamins and minerals in it. Careful about the alcohol out on the golf courses. I know everybody likes to have an adult beverage, maybe a couple beers. Fine. But never one drop if you're driving. Don't do it. Have some fun and make sure your nutrition is right for golf so that you can sustain yourself and your body and your swing sustains holds up through those last 5 or 6 holes. Craig, I'm told for recreational players, especially if they're playing, for a Coke at the end of the game or they're playing in a tournament of any sorts, that it's those last 5 or 6 holes, 4, 5, 6 holes where they break down. They get tired, they get weary. They're not hydrated properly. Maybe they had too much alcohol. They didn't eat their banana, their energy bars, or whatever they brought. What about it, Craig? Am I right or wrong about those last few holes?
Well, it takes about 2, 2.5 hours for food to be broken down and be used in energy. So if you wait till the turn, more than likely you're going to be done with your round before that energy is able to be used. You'll see a lot of players that will be eating throughout their round, maybe even the first or second hole because they got to the golf course 1.5, 2 hours early. Hydrated and having the proper fuel to be able to continue at the level that you're looking for is very, very important. So snacking a couple bites here and there, that's what you see the players in all sports doing nowadays.
Bananas, apples, energy bars, a little tablespoon of peanut butter. The PGA Tour players, we see them on TV all the time, having a little snack along the way, Bob.
Oh yes, and I remember Al Geiberger with his peanut butter fiction, and he loved that, and that helped Al Geiberger. So he was our 1966 PGA champion, and so forth. So I just wanted to make my closing thing. I want to shout out to David Toms,
Yes.
the 2001 PGA champion who won his fifth PGA Tour Champions event yesterday, the Chubb Classic here in windy and cool Florida at Tiburon in Naples. And David is 59 years old, and that really makes me feel old thinking about that. But he beat with a 73, a tough 73 up and down from the bunker to win by one stroke over Justin Leonard and Boo Weekly and Michael Wright.
Yes, what a great thing for him. And nice to see Alex Chayka. George McNeil is out there playing. It was great to see David Toms win. David Toms was on my television show a few years ago. Justin Leonard was the defending champion, so he beat Boo and Justin, as you said, and he wins 270,000, and he's a happy guy at 59 years old. Tell you what, forgive me, these guys can play golf. I don't think it really matters the age anymore. They stay in great shape. They eat right. They practice right. They work right. They do everything correct. And I don't really know much about Michael Wright. He won 132,000 in a T2 with Justin Leonard. Alex Chayka plays a Tour Edge golf. And Angel Cabrera there, he's already won a bunch. Paul Guedes, Tommy Two Gloves Gainey, Tim Petrovic, the Petro Man playing and be a T11. A lot of great players there on the leaderboard, and we have a lot of great PGA Tour champions coming up through the year. This is such a great year for golf and the majors and everything happening. All right, there's the final words from the two gentlemen, Dr. Bob Denny. We appreciate you so much. We'll be back on the Saturday morning Great American Golf Show with Craig Renshaw and Dr. Bob coming up this coming Saturday morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Arizona time. Check it out up on the Golf News Net website, golfnewsnet.com. Can't wait for that. Gentlemen, thank you so very much. For being with us today. We appreciate you both. And now I've got a couple of other quick words I want to say for some great sponsors that have been with me for such a long time. You look at Squares Golf Shoes, I've mentioned them. I'm going to be doing an unboxing, Tour Edge Golf, and of course, Ashworth Dash Golf. Ashworth Apparel is, listen, folks, if you're wearing Ashworth Apparel, they are historic brand of golf apparel. The Golf Man is back. Ashworth is back. Great video up on my YouTube channel with Andy Bell, the CEO. I'm under contract to wear Ashworth for the second year. So excited and happy to do that. Proud of it and honored to be an Ashworth Golf ambassador and wearing the clothes. Wore them to the Ryder Cup. Wore them all over New York. Wore them all last year everywhere. All my videos, everything I do at the PGA Show last year and the PGA Show just 3 weeks ago. All those videos, I'm in Ashworth Golf Apparel. Go check them out. Match Play TV, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Ashworth Golf Apparel. I also want to thank a young man, Caleb Jelsic. He's a financial advisor. His company is Crimson Glory Advisory Group. Crimson Glory. Now, when I talk about Crimson Glory Advisory Group, I'm talking about a highly trained, highly sophisticated financial advisor in Caleb Jelsic. This person is highly educated, highly trained, certified in every imaginable way. And if you're interested in finding a new financial advisor, if you want a second opinion, if you want him just to take a look at this or that, or whatever you'd like to do, I highly advise you to contact Caleb Jelsic at Crimson Glory Advisory Group. He's based right here in Phoenix, Arizona. His mobile number is the way you get him, 360-480-0214. One more time, 360-480-0214. Caleb Jelsic. Can't wait for you to contact him and then write me an email, golfadams@msn.com, and let me know how you did with Caleb Jelsic at Crimson Glory Advisory. And then, look, folks, if you're having lower back pain, if you're having sciatic and nerve problems, you need to be pain-free and confident. So you want to go to the website, golf.painfreeandconfident.com. You can go to Amazon and get the book for golfers, Pain-Free and Confident. This is the number one Amazon bestseller. It is a golf book for golfers about being pain-free and confident. And who am I talking about? One of the world's renowned authorities, Dr. Gavin Rutledge. Dr. Gavin Rutledge can help you. You can go straight to his website at golf.painfreeandconfident.com. You can find Dr. Gavin. You can write to him. He will respond to you. You can set up Zoom conference calls with him wherever you are. He can put you into his multi-week treatment, and you're going to find that Dr. Gavin Rutledge approaches pain in general, and especially lower back pain and sciatica nerve problems, in a way that you've never seen, heard of, or had anything to do with. Dr. Gavin Rutledge at golf.painfreeandconfident. And we appreciate him so very, very much. And then I just want to thank a couple of my Anthem-only sponsors right here in the Anthem area where this show emanates from, which is North Phoenix up here in the foothills. And as you're going out of town of Phoenix, going north toward Sedona and Flagstaff, Anthem is a community of about 35,000 people. And I talk about Anthem only, but I also mean keeping your dollars local. Yes, I'm supporting and advertising some very special businesses here that support this segment, Anthem only. But it's all because we want to keep dollars within about a 3 to 5 mile radius. And that helps support our nonprofit organizations, our churches, our schools and tax base, and yes, of course, the businesses. Keep your dollars close in your own community. I don't care if you're in Seattle, if you're down in Naples where they just had the Chubb, over in Monterey where they just had the AT&T Pebble Beach, or any of the venues of golf, or any city that you're in anywhere around the country, from Iowa to Florida to Maine, New York, across the heartland of America, over to California, down through the Southwest and over through the great deep South and into the Southeast. Whatever city you're in, it doesn't matter if you're in the Chicagoland area, the Detroit metro area, wherever you are, keep your dollars within your local village, your local area of influence, 3 to 5 miles. And that supports all of your bases, your charities, your churches, your businesses, your tax base. Try to keep your dollars local, folks. Don't take your money and drive away from all the great businesses and all the great opportunities that are right there near you. Here in Anthem, I want to thank Ziggy Coffee. Ziggy is on the west side of the I-17 freeway over toward the Walmart area here in the Anthem area. And Pho Legend, the Legends Pho Vietnamese restaurant. What a great interview I had with the owners of that restaurant. Pho is such a wonderful Vietnamese cuisine. It's very special. And Legends Pho here in the Anthem area in the Fry's big huge plaza here in Anthem are fabulous. DL Jones Homes, Dennis and Lisa Jones, award-winning realtors that can set you straight on selling, on the market, on buying, on relocating, anything you need. DLJonesHomes.com. That is what you want to go to. And the North Valley Water Solutions, NorthValleyWaterSolutions.com, and NorthValleyCartCare.com. Family-owned businesses, they have all of your water solutions for your home, anywhere from filtration to hot water heaters to any sort of a leakage you might have, anything you need that has to do with water at your residence or your business, it's North Valley Water Solutions. And then for your golf cars, batteries, maintenance, if it needs to be towed and fixed, repaired, upholstery, just anything you need, buying and selling new golf cars as well. It's Bobby over at NorthValleyCarCare.com. Well, we thank all of those businesses. And then there's one more here in the Anthem area that I want to thank so much for being a part of my Anthem only segments. And that's the Homeland Brew Company. Homeland Brew, CO, homelandbrewco.com. You want to get to their hybrid brewery and their craft beer tap room right there in Anthem on the west side, over there on that Walmart side of I-17. They're dog friendly, they're kid friendly. They have rotating food trucks every evening. They have 20 rotating taps. They have to-go beer. Their hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from, or excuse me, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 9 p.m. You go there hungry and stay there thirsty. Saturdays and Sundays, it's 12 to 10. Play area indoors for the kids. And as I said, go there hungry, stay thirsty, and make sure you go to homelandbrew.co.com. Forgive me, folks, a little bit of a little something caught in my throat. What a great show. Thank you so much for being part of it. We'll be back with you this Saturday on Great American Golf, right here on Golf News Net and all the other big radio podcast audio platforms. Have a great week. Stay warm or stay cool. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. And don't forget that sunscreen, folks. Don't forget your sunscreen. I had to learn the hard way. Back with you coming up this Saturday morning. Great American Golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.